You desperate swearers and foul blasphemers all, give ear unto an accident which lately did befall. Upon a wicked keeper God did his judgment show, near to the chase of Enfield, as many people know. Then lend attention to that which I repeat, wherein you may admire God's judgments wondrous great, and learn blasphemous swearing to flee, for God says plain, he will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Now to my story I come with trembling fear. A lewd ungodly liver one night was stealing deer. The keepers that with vigilance their nightly round did keep, upon this venison stealer most subtly did creep. And having him encompassed, he could not scape away. One keeper to another in desperate wise did say, now will I shoot this fellow according to the law. And there upon his crossbow he suddenly did draw. The other, being milder, did seek to turn his head, and said, let us not kill him, some other course we'll wed. Here will we apprehend, for this his lawless deed. By that the course of law may on him proceed. The other, being graced and given unto strife, said, if he or man, he'll have his life. This is my resolution, at him I mean to shoot, and therefore to dissuade him, alas, it is no boot. With those blasphemous, his crossbow up, and aimed at the fellow whose breast with four, and him of life deprived. But mark the power, who at that instant did scourge him with. For to this instant time he in that place doth, so holding of his crossbow within the shooting, there's none that can by any strength or skill. And as he first stood shooting, so now he standeth still. Also his wicked, profane, blasphemous tongue, which with vile swearing had done his maker wrong, out of his mouth now hangeth, that every one may view how God rewards blasphemers and giveth them their due. One thing is worthy to be observed well, that at the season when this strange thing befell, a tempest fell in London upon that very day, and this was done within that night, as many people say. If all blasphemers in this kind were served, God's holy precepts would better be observed. But let all men be warned to flee this foul offense, which doth the Lord to anger above all sins incense. And let all murderers be warned by this tale. For God such foul offences to punish will not fail. Oh, do not seek for vengeance which to the Lord belongs, who will, when he thinks fitting, revenge his servant's wrongs. Also, this is a warning for those that live by stealing. The Lord severely plagueth those who live by such false dealing, as now he hath this wretched thief who died in his sins. And few that run so vile a race a better ending wins. Whate'er you be, give not your mind to live by pilfering theft, but learn to labor with your hands and use some honest shift. Then God will bless your labors, whate'er you take in hand, and everything shall prosper as well by sea as land. In fin, let all be warned, but this God's judgment shown, and think if you offend the like, the case may be your own. Provoke not God to execute his wrath on you for sin, but by the example of these twain to mend your lives begin.